Nathaniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon!
Stop all the downloading!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 72, the Oscars Prediction Show. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like Fight Show Live, The Real News, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into the contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMoviesDOTnet. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for our Oscar special. We start off with our Iron Man, Mr. Cabo Trek.
Yo.
Actually, that's kind of unfair to Heavyset because he wasn't like officially cut off yet. So I'm going to... It's kind of up for grabs right now because we were messing up with the schedules. But we'll say our unofficial Iron Man, Mr. Kebo Trek. We got Will as well.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
And we've got Carb.
I'm laying claim to Iron Man. I'm on the bargain bin episodes. He isn't.
It's true. You know what? I'm going to... It's a controversial topic. It's
everybody's Iron Man. Everybody
like,
is.
He's like Dean Ambrose. He's the 200-day champ without actually defending the title since October.
Well, it's not his fault, though, because well, no, we were messing around.
We can be like Iron Man 3 and have no Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
Or have about a billion of them.
Exactly.
Have them all die in 2 seconds. All right, so guys, let's get right into it. Oscars 2014 predictions.
So many people to thank.
But it's the moment of a lifetime.
Merci beaucoup, I love you.
So this is the Oscars.
Please wrap up, I'm wrapping up, I'm sorry, I'm freaking out.
I really want to thank all my colleagues, all my friends. I look out here and, you know, it's I see my...
Yeah, shut up, whatever. Best original screenplay, we're going to... We're all at our nominees and see who we think is going to win. Nominees are American Hustle, written by Eric Warren Singer and David O. Russell. We got Blue Jasmine, Dallas Buyers Club. We've got Her, and we've got Nebraska. I'm going to start with who I think is going to win and who I want to win. I think, actually, who I think is going to win and who I want to win are going to be both Her. I don't know if you guys have seen this, written by Spike Jones. I absolutely love this movie. If you guys haven't seen it, it's essentially Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with his operating system. It's probably going to be an Apple operating system if it sounds like Scarlett Johansson. I think it's a prediction for how we're going to interact with machines the next 30, 40 years. I thought it was funny. It was creative to be able for Joaquin to convince you that he's in love with somebody who's not at the, you can't see her. She's not on the screen, but he's interacting with her through like a phone and a tablet. And anyways, I don't want to give too much away, but it's just a fantastic movie. Creativity wise, it's the most original thing I've seen in 5 years. I totally hope it wins, and I think it will win. Will, let's get your pick for best original screenplay.
Oh, it's Her. It's Her as well.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's the most, because. This sounds stupid. It's the most original one out there, but it is. Because the film seems to also have. I sadly didn't get to watch it, but I'm listening to what it is and the impact it's having on people. And it seems important as a movie, especially for our current generation right now. The Oscars are also quick to pick up on word of mouth as well. They usually favor the people who do deserve it most, and I believe that in this case, Spike Jonze does deserve it the most, especially since he hasn't won yet.
Kebo Trek, let's get your pick, who you want to win and who you think is going to win.
I'm going to have to go with American Hustle. It's just, it's been on a roll winning. It's, you know, pretty much everything's come down to that or 12 Years a Slave. And seeing as 12 Years a Slave is not in the category, I think it's going to win. As to what I want to win, I haven't seen Her yet, but I really want to. So I want that to win just because I don't want American Hustle to win. Like, I thought I would love this movie, but to be honest, I was bored during it. Like, it really didn't pull me in at all. So,
Hustle?
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I found the romantic part of it was too much.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, I thought it would have been a lot better to do more of, like, just a smarter, like, how they con the people more. I would have enjoyed that. I found they focused too much on the romance.
Yeah, definitely. Just, I don't know, like, the performances were amazing, but it was just, I was bored during the movie. So, I don't want to see it to win, but unfortunately, I think it will.
All right, Carp, let's get who you think should win and who you think will win for best original screenplay.
Who I think is going to win and will most likely win there is American Hustle. Just from the role it's been on with the Golden Globes and all that stuff. The way you guys are verbally filleting her, though, I wouldn't be surprised if it could win. It might win. But I'm just not sold. To me, like some fucking nerd who can't afford a Russian mail order bride orders his operating system to, you know, talk about him great things. How are you going to get off in the end, except unless you take care of yourself? I don't get it. So.
Well, there's a part of the movie they actually have a sexual surrogate, which again is like, it's just mind-blowing. But does it look like Scarlett Johansson? No, it's not Johansson. It's somebody else who points the camera, like they have a tiny camera and they have an earpiece. And essentially they act as a surrogate between the OS and the person. They touch on the OS, like kind of cheating on you. There's so much stuff that's like, holy shit. Like, what if this was actually possible?
Like, I understand there's a lot less human interaction nowadays, and they're trying to get on that subject. But to me, this is some guy who, well, I mean, Spike Jonze, so obviously he's getting laid. But this is from the perspective of some fucking nerd boy who wasn't getting laid, who decided, you know what? Maybe my computer will love me.
But, dude, you're a little biased in this. I think it's such a forward-thinking movie. I think in 20, 30 years, we're going to look back and we're going to be like, holy shit, he got it right. It was even like how he was just saying, oh, yeah, I'm dating my operating system. And they're like, oh, okay. You know, like it's widely accepted. They do double dates. They're interacting. The concept of it is, oh, it's just a fucking computer nerd, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's going to get to that point where it's going to be really like challenging to be culturally acceptable to do this kind
Something
of stuff.
Something like this will create the end of the human race. It's that simple. Like, sorry, but to me, you know, as fun, as interesting, and as well acted as this might be, the whole part of non-actual physical touch to another human being just creeps the fuck out of me. You're humping a robot. It's that simple.
I just think you're not prepared to accept it.
Nah, we'll see.
I would fuck an Apple version of Scarlett Johansson OS.
Oh, yeah. If my phone sounded like Scarlett Johansson, I'd try to be put in
get a
USB
sexual surrogate?
Line,
let's go.
So...
All right.
I guess I just prefer the physical touch of women a little more than my phone. Sorry.
And whacking it off to a fucking computer. All right. Speaking of screenplays, let's go with the best adaptive screenplay next. The nominees are Before Midnight, Captain Phillips, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and The Wolf of Wall Street. Carp, let's start with you.
From honestly everything I've heard from Will and everywhere else, my money's on 12 Years a Slave. I think it should be Wolf of Wall Street, but to me it's just Wall Street for douchebags. So smart money's on 12 Years a Slave. All I've heard is fabulous acting, one of the best movies a lot of people have seen, so that's my money.
This is also a movie I have not seen yet, but yeah, the critics are praising it. It's sweeping all the other kind of minor shows, so I think without a doubt this is going to win. Will, let's throw this to you.
Yeah, 12 Years a Slave is going to win. It won the Golden Globes, I believe. Don't call me on that, but I'm pretty sure it won at the Golden Globes. I'm pretty sure it's going to win here, especially with the categories split. So I'm pretty sure of that. It could still be that Wolf of Wall Street wins. I heard it's a very smart script as well. However, I don't know. I think at this point it's in the bag for almost in the bag for 12 Years a Slave.
Kev, do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. I don't see how this movie can't win. I mean, it was a fantastic movie, easily one of the best movies of the year, and it's been winning everything, not just the Golden Globes. There's all those like smaller things they've been winning, like the Screen Actors Guild, or I don't know if that was.
Isn't it the Film Actors Guild?
Or that's a good question.
It's a fag.
That's very funny. It's very
a
funny.
A bunch of smaller, like
cutting to Team America. Sorry, go ahead.
It's just a bunch of smaller awards it's been winning. I don't see there's any way this movie can't win, and I think it's as much of a shoo-in as we're going to get.
All right, our next category is Best Visual Effects. Our nominees are... We have Gravity, The Hobbit, Desolations of Smog, Iron Man 3, The Lone Ranger, and Star Trek Into Darkness. is there any point in even mentioning any other film besides Gravity in this? I think it's just a no-brainer.
Well, for me, it should be straight across the board. I haven't seen The Hobbit. I've heard that the dragon in Hobbit is amazing, but...
Yes, it is.
Lone Ranger, I don't understand how it got a vote in this. It doesn't make any sense how it's in any category whatsoever except for the Razzies.
I think it's Tarantino got him in.
Oh, it's got to be. I think everybody agrees, Gravity, huh?
Yeah, Kevin, you disagree with that?
No, it's probably...
I don't know, man. Lone Ranger. Maybe Lone Ranger.
Visually, it's probably the second best movie I've ever seen, I think.
What's the first?
Avatar.
Oh, okay. Makes sense.
I actually did not see it on the big screen. I acquired a screener because I'm part of the Oscars.
Illegally downloaded.
I'm part of the Oscars review. No, I'm not. So I actually didn't like the movie that much, and I think what I missed was the visuals. I think I would have enjoyed it more if I was watching it IMAX. School.
You had like a 65-inch 3D LED, like top-of-the-line smart TV. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, maybe.
Old school. Since this is topical, it's going to come up later. Why did you not like Gravity as much as most people did?
I think it's because I didn't see it on the big screen.
No. But that doesn't mean it. Like, what did you like about the movie?
I found Sandra Bullock's character extremely annoying.
Oh, okay.
Like, extremely annoying.
Really?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm panicking. I just want to fucking slap her.
What would you do in that situation?
I wouldn't panic.
I would just be like...
Panicking does nothing.
Yeah, well... You're in fucking space. You know what I would do? I would do nothing. I'd be like, well, I'm screwed and I just float off and die. But that's me.
What the fuck? So, you're gonna die? Like, why would you do... Like, you fucking... You suck
space,
at life.
There's no rest.
You suck at life. One of those guys. Ah, there's a car coming at me, but 20 miles an hour. Ah, should I move? Nah, fuck it. I'm going head on.
Well, why not?
Because you're fucking...
Well, no, 20 miles an hour is not... I mean, well, with my car, if it's an SUV, I'm going to die. But, you know, if 20 miles an hour ain't that heavy.
I have a question for you guys. Well, I guess especially old school. Again, related to not seeing it in the theater. Do you think you lose some of the suspense of not seeing it in the theater?
100%. I think, you know, the sound and the visuals.
Because there was, I guess that, should I spoil it or not?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Okay, so the one point where George Clooney opens, well, quote-unquote, George Clooney's character opens the space, opens the door, and you kind of hear nothing for like 10 seconds. And
yeah, you know what? It wasn't that impactful a scene for me.
That's why, like, really? I remember in the theater where people were gasping. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah. There was people when we went to see her like, oh my god, they're killing her. Like,
and I thought they were going that route, so I guess, yeah, you lose some of that not seeing it on the big screen.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I fell asleep during the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I found it exciting nonstop. I don't know, I was the edge of my seat.
But did you see it in the theater, Will?
I did.
But it's kind of like Avatar, though. I mean, if I watched Avatar on a normal screen, it would just be a terrible movie.
Avatar would be terrible if you don't watch it in 3D. It'd be a horrible, horrible film. Because it is. It's not a great movie.
Oh, not at all. And not by any means.
No. Old school, but did you like the ending, though? In the water. She gets out of water.
When she got nuked, right?
What? You watched a different movie.
She got hit by the Russians.
That's right. Yeah.
No, it was okay.
Did
it
you
was,
get it? Because now she feels gravity.
Yeah. Okay. It was interesting that there wasn't like his... It's only those two people in the entire movie, and they did that on purpose, obviously.
What I found funny, though, is at the end when she finally gets to Earth, and she's still having trouble in the water, I'm like, wait, all this trouble just to drown on Earth? That would suck.
That's the way I would have ended it.
Yeah, that would have been an awesome twist.
She would have died in, like, a foot of water.
And then the director shows up on screen, double bird to the audience, and walks off.
That's how you end a movie. All right. Yeah. Okay. Best documentary feature. Christ, have I even seen one of these? And normally I'm a huge fan of documentaries, but I did not. I don't think I've seen any of these. The Act of Killing, Cutie and the Boxer, Dirty Wars, The Square, and 20 Feet from Stardom. I haven't seen any of these. Have you guys caught any of these movies this year?
The only documentary I plan on seeing this year is called The Great Chicken Wing Hunt.
What is that on, like, YouTube or something?
It was a Kickstarter project, actually. This guy had moved to Lithuania, I think, an American guy. He came back with his Lithuanian girlfriend and her family, and they like tried chicken wings in one place, and like, you know what, we got to find the best one in America because this thing is delicious. And it's actually not? The guy goes around trying different chicken wings all over Buffalo, New York, tried Vermont, came up to Montreal for a bit. And I mean, after personally experiencing the chicken wings of Buffalo, New York at only one place, I can tell you right now they're the best fucking chicken wings I've ever had. So
there you go. All right. So the one vote for the chicken wing hunt.
For the actual nominees and predictions, I'm going to go by what I'm hearing everywhere else, which is the act of killing.
Okay.
Yeah, same here for me.
You guys agree?
Yeah, well, it's also, the executive producer is Werner Herzog, which is he's one of the best German directors of all time, so can't go wrong there.
Surprised Michael Moore didn't come out with anything this year.
Oh, cool thing.
What's that?
It's because Michael Moore's overrated.
I thought you said Michael Moore got raped.
I heard that too.
I was like, wow, that went south.
Oh, this I found funny. So The Act of Killing is a documentary film. It's directed by Joshua Oppenheimer and co-directed by Christine Sinn and an anonymous Indonesian.
Some random
it's true. Guy. It's exactly what it is. I'm like, whoa, it's just like, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, next category. This is where it's going to start to get gritty.
Here are the nominees for Best Performance by an Actress in a Supporting Role.
Let's do our nominees. Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine. We've got Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. We've got Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. Julie Roberts for August, Osage County. And we've got June Squibb for Nebraska. I have not seen Nebraska, 12 Years a Slave, or Blue Jasmine. But I think with all of the buzz for 12 Years a Slave, I think Lupita is going to win because I guess the only other alternative, the only other contender would have been Julia Roberts.
What about Jennifer Lawrence?
I don't think she did that great a job. I wasn't blown away by this movie. Critics, like, absolutely love it. But for whatever reason, I think it just... Like, her performance in this movie did not blow me away, I found.
In a supporting role, she did amazing. If she were a lead actress in American Hustle, then no. But as a supporting role, she did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, that's why. You have to remember what kind of role this is.
I know, but I still wasn't blown away by it. Julia Roberts as well just played an angrier Julia Roberts in Eat, Pray, Love.
But you liked the movie, though, right? Old school. Like, you thought it was one of the best movies of the year, right?
American Hustle, no.
No, not American Hustle. The American Hustle County. You said it was really good.
It was, acting-wise, best of the best. Fantastic acting.
But what about the movie? You said it was really good. The story was very good.
It was depressing as shit. But yeah, no, I like where it went. I like the fact that it didn't go with the safe ending kind of thing. So for in terms of originality and creativity and having balls to write what they wrote, because I think it was an adaptation of a play, it was just fantastic.
Is Cumberbatch any good?
Yeah, he totally plays just timid Southern guy. He pulls the accent off very well.
Cool.
And so when you see, like, he plays Khan, and then he plays that, like, this timid Southerner guy, it's really the depths where he goes to do that character is very good. I was impressed. But I do not think Julie Roberts or Jennifer Lawrence are going to touch Lupita. I think she's got it. What do you guys think? Start with Kev.
Yeah, I think she definitely takes it. She did a really fantastic performance. I'd even say it was almost underrated just because, you know, there were some other great actors in there. But she really did a fantastic job with not having a lot of lines, not having a lot of the attention on her. But some of the emotions you see her go through, there's no way I can't see her winning it. I will agree with everyone else. I thought Jennifer Lawrence was fantastic in American Hustle. As I said earlier, I thought the performances were all great, or at least the women, but the movie was another story. But even though I think she was really great, it has to go to Lupita.
Will, do you agree?
Yeah, Lupita for sure.
All right, Carp, let's get your pick for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the board here in Lupita. I don't see them giving Lawrence a second Oscar in 2 years this early, so she could win Jennifer Lawrence, but more than likely to win is Lupita Nyong'o.
All right, so you heard it here. Let's go with Best Supporting Actor. A lot of good picks, a lot of good possibilities. It's going to be a really tough category to choose.
Let's get right to it. The 2013 nominees for Best Performance by an Actor in a Supporting Role are Barkhad Abdi in Captain Phillips, Bradley Cooper in American Hustle, Michael Fassbender in 12 Years a Slave, Jonah Hill in The Wolf of Wall Street, and Jared Leto in Dallas Buyers Club.
I've seen most of these movies. Barkhad Abdi, very interesting because he did a really cool scene with Tom Hanks where he ad-libs and he goes, hey, look at me. I'm captain now. You know, just a couple of really key scenes. I mean, he pulls off, I mean, I know he's Somalian, but he pulls off the Somali pirate like 1,000%.
Wait. So you're saying the guy from Somalia played an awesome Somalian?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, like Precious, you know, like that's yeah. like her born to play a role. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know what, guys? Funny story. I've been watching American Horror Story season 3. I was like starring Zaburi Zibbe, something like that. Whatever's her name. And I was like, holy shit, she has a role beyond Precious, believe it or not.
I've seen her in a couple movies too. She was in like
the one with Eddie Murphy there.
And stuff, yeah. So yeah, I mean he did. He was very surprising in that. I mean, for his debut performance to get a Oscar nod is fantastic. Bradley Cooper did a solid job, but I think there's just the competition's too hard. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave. From what I'm told, Fassbender does a great job. One thing I will give Jonah Hill, amazing performance in Wolf of Wall Street. Like to see him go from super bad to this. Really shows his acting depth. He got a nomination for Moneyball last time as well. And I don't think he's going to win, but I think he definitely deserves a nomination for his job. With the accent he did and just the seriousness of the role, I thought was fantastic. I think Jared Leto's going to win. Dallas Buyers Club's a fantastic movie, and he plays a tranny in it, and just mind-blowing performance. Even, you know, I haven't seen Fassbender in 12 Years a Slave, so I can't really compare 100%. But I think 12 Years a Slave is going to get a lot of these categories. But I do think that Jared Leto is going to win this. Kebo Trek, let's throw this to you.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dallas Buyers Club, but he's pretty much been winning everything. So at this point, just the momentum alone would get him it. And not even considering his performance, which I haven't seen, so I can't really comment on. But just on what's been happening in the award season, Leto's definitely going to take it. Fassbender was fantastic in 12 Years a Slave. You just wanted to punch him throughout the whole movie. But I don't see how it's not going to go with Leto with the role he's on.
Carp, do you agree?
Yeah, my money's on Leto. I've always liked him as an actor. All the predecessors he's won, pretty much. I could see maybe Cooper getting it because they might just want to give American Hustle one award.
Yeah.
And if they're going to give him anything, it's going to be a supporting actor or actress. So.
Will, let's get your thoughts, man.
Okay, this is the category that I want to talk about the most. Fassbender should get it. I've watched Dallas Buyers Club and I've also watched Love is a Slave. And I do not see what people see in Leto in the least. I don't get it because he plays a gay guy. If he ever, how can I say,
so
if he downplayed this a bit, then it would not work. Like how can I say, that's how anybody else should play it. It's like when someone has to play a retard. Not that I'm not comparing gays to retards.
Jack.
Hey, be a star, man. Be a star.
Simple Jack, buddy. Simple Jack.
I know, Simple Jack. I'm bringing Simple Jack. Oh, man, I'm bringing more to I Am Sam there. Because the thing is that this is how you have to play the character. Anybody has to play him this way. It doesn't matter that Leto does not bring something that another actor cannot bring. Every actor playing this role had to play it this way.
But I don't think they would have played it as good as he did.
No. I don't know what you mean by good. He just plays a gay guy. There's nothing great about it.
He plays a tranny, a cracked out tranny, and he fucking does it. Like,
no.
I was convinced as a cracked out tranny. It was fantastic.
I really wasn't. I was
like,
what?
He knows about his cracked out trannies.
Yeah, I guess he does. Yeah, he fixed them up on
time. I'm an expert on cracked out trannies.
And besides, wasn't Dallas Buyers Club the worst rom-com ever?
I'll give you that, but the movie was fantastic.
I watched the film. That film was okay. But
the chemistry he had with McConaughey was fantastic.
No, I really, guys, I don't see it at all. I just
You didn't see the same movie.
I definitely did. The spoilers, they all die at the end.
Well, yeah, they all have AIDS at the end.
There's a difference between the Dallas Buyers Club and transsexual porn. Well, you got to separate the two.
Wait, true. But they don't all die at the end.
There, man.
It's true. At the end of they don't all die at the end of Dallas Buyers Club. That's the difference. Okay, so I don't find Leto all that great in the least because I don't feel like he brought anything different to the role that
anybody else. What do you have against trannies?
Nothing. I think they're fine. Anyways, wait. He's not a tranny. Wait, tranny.
Yeah, he's a tranny.
No, wait. A transvestite. Oh, is a tranny, right? Then what's a transsexual?
Yeah. Well, they have both parts, no?
No, yeah. But are those trannies too?
I don't know.
Okay.
You
well, there's pre-op and post-op.
Okay, great. I don't need to know these things. Okay.
Do they have? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, great. Okay, moving along.
Do they have the cock? Do they not have
okay,
the cock?
Okay, guys, moving along. Okay, you're better comfortable here. I still feel that Michael Fassbender brought so much more to the table. He brought something nobody else could bring, and he's an actor that I have the greatest respect for, and he made me really hate this person. He lost himself in the role, and I just love seeing him act. I think he deserves it more than anybody else does. However, I still think that Leto will win this. That's it.
Did we cover everybody on that? I think we did. All right, next category.
Good evening. If I were an actress, I would be passionate, sensitive, courageous, sexy, complex, free, strong, funny, intense, and graceful. If I were an actress, I'd be an even better actor. Here are the nominees for actress in leading role.
Best actress in the leading role. Our nominees are Amy Adams for American Hustle, Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Judi Dench for Philomena, and Meryl Streep for August Osage County. The winner is... For me, it's going to be Meryl Streep, hands down. Her performance in August Osage County was just fucking mind-blowing. And I'm not a fan of these movies. I go to all of them because my mom likes Meryl Streep. She's like, oh, we got to go Meryl Streep. I'm like, okay, let's go to Meryl Streep movies. So I go to see all of her movies. By far and away, her best performance ever. And I'll take you, if you guys haven't seen it, or those who have seen it, I'll reference the scene where they're all kind of sitting there on a bench and she's reenacting a story of her childhood where all she wanted was these like beautiful cowboy boots and all this. And her, instead of getting the boots, her mom landed up getting her these old pair of fucking ripped up boots with like crap in them. And just the way she described the story, how she brought you to Ohio, but how she wanted the boots and how like her mother just completely treated her like shit. And if you've ever either been in a fucked up family or know somebody who's in a fucked up family, you can say, holy shit, like I thought my family was fucked up. Their family's even more fucked up than mine. So, and how, you know, because of the way she was treated, she goes and treats her sons and daughters the same way. So it's just mind blowing the performance she does. I think she will win it and I think she should win it. Who wants to talk about best actress?
Cate Blanchett is going to win it. Sorry, old school. It's going to be Cate Blanchett. That's all I
have you seen August Osage County?
No, I haven't seen Blue Jasmine
that's
either. What,
she's winning it. That's it.
No. She could win. I don't mind. Hey, if you think she's great, I'll watch. I'm sure she'll be great. But however, right now, the one who's got the most like fuel is definitely Cate Blanchett. So,
but do you guys think that makes any difference for Oscars?
Yeah, it does.
You know, people will say, well, she won a Golden Globe.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it does. Because the Oscars are not picked by the masses. They're picked by about 60 to 100 guys. And they're old guys who most of them have not seen the movies. So most people go by word of mouth what their colleagues think and what they hear. So in most cases, it is the most predictable one. And even though he never goes to accept his awards, Woody Allen is very much appreciated as part of the old school community. And he's friends with a lot of these people. They will probably vote in his favor and in Cate Blanchett's favor. Although then again, we're talking about Meryl Streep, who's also a favorite. So in your case, it could go both ways. But I'm just saying why word of mouth usually works well.
She's had like 15 nominations or something. Yeah,
it's not crazy.
She's won a couple times.
She's won three times.
Yeah, well, I think it's hands down going to be her fourth. I'll guarantee it. Kembo Trek, what do you think?
There's no way Cate Blanchett isn't winning.
Yeah.
She's pretty much, she's pretty much won every single award possible for the role. I mean, this is a really tough category. I haven't seen Judi Dench or Meryl Streep in their movies, but we all know they're both fantastic actresses. I thought Sandra Bullock did a great job in Gravity. I loved Amy Adams in American Hustle. You can tell she was having a ball and just got lost in a role.
The category's too packed.
Oh, yeah, it's probably the most jacked category. I mean, I'd like to see Amy Adams win because I'm a big fan, but it's going to go to Cate Blanchett.
Oh, old school. $25, Cate Blanchett. No, $25, Meryl Streep does not win. How's that?
I'll bet you $10.
Let's do 25, bro.
I'll take 10 right now.
Okay, 10? 10 old school?
No, forget it.
Boss.
Peer pressure. All right, Cart, let's get your thoughts, man.
Like the last two said, smart money's on Cate Blanchett. She's like 99% in. My only other one would be Amy Adams because she's the only nominee on this list who has not won one yet. So there's that slight chance of an upset, but yeah, from SAG, Critics' Choice, and Golden Globes, Kate Blanchett has just destroyed it all. So
seems like Meryl Streep and Amy Adams get nominated every year. They're just two fantastic actresses. All right, next category, the second last category. Best actor in a leading role. Our nominees are Christian Bale for American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Chiwetel Ejiofora for 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. I think Chiwetel's going to win. I want McConaughey to win. He completely went out of his comfort zone of, let's take our shirts off, have a barbecue, and blah, blah, blah. The guy got down to like 100 pounds. He looked like fucking skin and bones in the movie. He really adopted the character, convinced me that he was a 40-year-old cowboy AIDS patient. He really blew me away on this performance. I think McConaughey should win. Carp, let's throw this to you.
AIDS for the win. McConaughey doing the Christian Bale, like, weight cut and looking like a sickly, dying, you know, southerner with HIV. He's pretty much gotten most of it. There is a decent possibility, though, of the gentleman from 12 Years a Slave taking an award as well. To me, it's 75 McConaughey, 25% Chiwetel Ejiofor.
McConaughey, man. I'm so impressed. If you guys have not seen Dallas Buyers Club, it is really surprising, and it's worth checking out. DiCaprio, to me, it just seems like he played the same guy, more of a rich asshole, but
yeah.
If you've seen Gatsby, to me, like, I didn't see a difference in character between Gatsby and this guy, except he was more of a prick. But it seemed like the same guy to me. It just, not that it's a bad performance, but it's just what he's going up against. It just, McConaughey has it for me. Will, let's get your thoughts.
McConaughey has Will. I watched the film and he's extremely, you know what's great about the guy? He's not a likable character at first.
Yeah,
but he sells it. I by the end, I want him to succeed. That's extremely impressive. He actually paints a three-dimensional portrait of this guy. Early 80s, like, Texan guy, all-American, whatever. And there's this wonderful art that he portrays. And even though I know it's McConaughey, I can see his distinctive features. He gets lost in this role, and I love seeing him this way. So he's the one who I think played it best of all of them.
Kev, do you agree?
I actually haven't seen the movie, but he's going to win. Again, I think it's pretty certain that he's going to win. I thought Bale did a great job in American Hustle. Again, the problem was the movie, not the performances.
Yeah, agree.
I actually find DiCaprio to be one of the best actors around, period. So, and the fact that he's never won is ridiculous to me, but again, he's not going to win this year. Chiwetel was fantastic in 12 Years a Slave. There was one particular scene at the end where he was apologized to his family for being a slave. And
it's my favorite scene too, by the way.
It was wow. It's like, just the thought of that and his performance was just, it was amazing. But in the end, I'm going to agree with everyone and go with McConaughey.
All right, best director. Nominees are American Hustle, David O. Russell, Gravity, Alfonso Cuarón, Nebraska, Alexander Payne, 12 Years a Slave, Steve McQueen, and Wolf of Wall Street, Martin Scorsese. I think our winner is, I know there's a lot of good directors here, but I think they're going to give it to Scorsese.
What?
Wolf of Wall Street is going to be ignored for a lot of categories, but directing-wise, I think they're going to give it to Martin Scorsese here. Just because of his legacy.
But they already did They already did that with The Departed.
I think he's going to win it. I'll put money on it.
$10 right now.
Yeah, $10 here too.
Who are you? Who are you?
No.
Are you going?
No, $10. Scorsese doesn't win. That's my.
No, no, but that's okay. But give me 5-1 odds.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means if I win, you give me 50.
Oh.
Aren't you a numbers guy, Will?
No, not really.
No.
I'll do that bet.
I'll do 10 for Alfonso.
Okay, yeah, 10 for Alfonso. Sounds good.
No. All right, I can't put Shrek. It's game.
You wuss.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Alfonso Cuarón. The directing was fantastic in this movie. They created so much suspense. Just being in space, but they created so much suspense in the movie. And I've preached about this movie since it came out. Everything was fantastic in it. I thought the director did a good job with the pacing, with the the tone of the movie and everything like that. So I'm going to go with him over... My second choice would actually be Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave. But in the end, I'm going to go with Alfonso.
Will, let's get your pick.
Okay, Alfonso Cuarón as well. I'm rated bad on it too. And I could do the... I don't mind doing the 5-to-1 odds either, old school. We could do that.
Well, I give you 5-to-1?
Yeah.
Meaning like, if you get it, you get 50?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Oh, wow, that's what you were doing.
No, yeah, but you're Scorsese.
Exactly. Scorsese won't win. He clearly won't. Now.
No, but old school's trying to bet on the underdog here. So the underdog will pay off better if he wins. That's the way sports gambling
works. I thought it was just because I had more.
Give me 50.
No, wait. I thought it was because you had more odds because mine was that he won't win. Thus, anybody else could win. But while you, it's a specific person.
What kind of fucking, aren't you a numbers guy?
I just said it's 5-to-1 because how many directors are there? 5?
5.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you say he will not win, it can be any of the other 4, right? Well, if
I'm giving you 5-to-1.
Whatever, don't. Wuss.
Give me 5-to-1.
No, because the whole...
Fuck you then.
Yeah. Well, Will, you give him 5-to-1, you win, you get $10.
Yeah.
Gravity's
but
probably
if
favored.
He wins, you got to pay him 50. That's the other thing. Gravity's the heavy favorite here.
I see. You're looking because you're looking...
So I'm going for the Seahawks here.
Well, yeah.
Scorsese Seahawks.
Scorsese's nowhere near the Seahawks. Scorsese's the fucking Buffalo Bills of all.
Anyways, guys, let's just... Actually, I thought Scorsese was more like the Patriots. He's just always solid, but, you know, not always up there.
Oh, okay. Kebo Chuck, it's a gear pick.
Hey, wait. I didn't...
I said Gravity two minutes ago, so I will go with Gravity again.
All right. Carb, let's get your pick.
Yeah, smart money's on Gravity. A minor, maybe 10% chance on American Hustle. I don't see any of the other ones having a chance.
All right, our final category. This is the best picture, and holy crap, there's a lot of nominees. Isn't there usually 5?
No, there's usually 10.
They upgraded to like 8 or 10 last year.
50 fucking nominees. So our best picture category, the nominees are American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, Philomena, 12 Years a Slave, and Wolf of Wall Street. My pick, who I want to win is Her. Who I think is going to win is probably going to be 12 Years a Slave. Kebo Trek, let's get your picks.
What I want to win, it's tough because there's some good movies, but it's hard to ignore 12 Years a Slave. Yeah. It was such a good movie, and I don't know what else to say other than I'm very confident that it's going to win, and I wouldn't be upset in the least if it did because it's a fantastic movie.
Will, do you agree?
I definitely do. I'm pretty sure that's the one that's going to win. However, I would have liked Gravity to win.
Carp, what do you think?
Yeah, Smart Money's on 12 Years. I would personally like Gravity as well, but not many 3D billion-dollar movies end up winning this kind of stuff.
All right, so there's our picks, and you guys want to put some money on who? Maybe we can do a little Oscar pool here?
Well, you know what? We're actually all very similar.
Best makeup and hairstyle.
Really?
Yeah. The three guys, Dallas Buyers Club, Lone Ranger, and Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa.
Bad
I will
Jackass.
Bet you all $10 each, Jackass wins.
No, but I think it will too.
Do you think it's the Blame Canada kind of syndrome that they'll just give one random pick?
I'll take that bet.
Is some of the best freaking makeup I've ever seen.
I'll take that bet right now.
Unless you've heard Johnny Knoxville's voice before, you didn't know that was Johnny Knoxville.
I think Dallas Buyers Club's going to win.
Yeah, same here.
How about, what do you guys think about Ellen DeGeneres as the host? I think they do this rotation of, let's go with a ballsy pick, and then that always fucking fails, and then they go, okay, let's go with the safe pick again.
Yeah, but they do that. That's what you do. It makes sense.
It's like you got the 2-year rotation, so... They had Anne Hathaway and
Franco.
Stoner Franco's Boy there, person. Franco.
Again,
that fucking failed.
Hosting thing ever.
So they go, okay, Billy Crystal. And then, now we got to take a risk again. Seth MacFarlane. And then, oh, fuck, that didn't work. Let's go with the safe pick. So I think next year they're going to have, like,
Jimmy
what's his
Johnny
name?
Knoxville next year.
No, they're not going to have Knoxville. What's his name?
Louis
the guy who does Borat there.
No.
Sasha Baron Cohen.
They're going to have Baron Cohen next year.
Actually, guys,
I'm calling it now.
Yeah, whatever. I actually really enjoyed Jon Stewart. I thought he was a phenomenal host. I wish he would come again. He was very...
But he's a safe pick.
Well, he was. It was the first time he did it, though. He was really
still
good.
A safe pick.
Okay.
What about the other one there? Stephen Colbert. Could he be a chance?
Yeah, he could. He's a safe pick.
What about Leno being retired? Maybe he'll...
Guys, what about Bill O'Reilly? Bill O'Reilly could do it.
Bill O'Reilly.
I'd like to see Louis C.K.
That would be a good pick, and I think because next year it's going to fall in the rotation of ballsy picks again. So I could see Louis C.K. getting picked.
I think Karp had a good one where I think we'll see Leno in a couple years.
Yeah, and then he'll be like a rotating host. He'll be like every 2 years. What
about Conan?
No, he's
but Leno can't sing, though.
No, he can't, but he's not going to ruffle any feathers.
You don't want Conan. Yeah. He's a filthy ginger. I mean,
yeah, and Conan's too niche, I think, for it.
All right, let's close the show with our plugs and final thoughts. Will has disconnected, so go check out comicbooksftw.com, where he does a bunch of comic book reviews with Andre. He's been on the show a couple times. They review all these old school comics, and they also do cosplay interviews with a lot of good-looking cosplay chicks, so check that out, comicbooksftw.com. Carp, stablewars.com, what's going on?
Stablewars.com, as always, we'll be starting up a new season shortly. I'm sure everybody's going to pick Batista to win, even though he doesn't deserve it. And there's always new games opening. There's going to be UFC on February 22nd. So, you know, I think you know your...
CM Punk, sorry.
And that's it for me.
I hate to say it. Kev, final thoughts.
I got nothing. I got my Iron Man spot back. That's
Resident Evil. Resident Evil 8, Resident Evil.
All right, so for Will, Carp, Kebo Trek, this is Old School. Check out the Oscars, and thank you very much for listening.
What's up? It is Heavy Set, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indy Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indy Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Slamming your brain through a table of wrestling knowledge.
Oh my God!
News and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Dude, shut up. Nominees are American Hustle, written by Eric Warner. Written by Eric Warner, Warren Singer. Warner. Convinced it's Warner. Written by Eric Warren Singer and David O. Russell. We got Her. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Written by Spike Jonze. Is Jonze? Jonze?
Jones.
Written by Spike Jones. written by...
Your special
it's
buddy.
It's Jones.
It's Jonze.
Jones.
I'm convinced it's Johnson.
Oh my God.
Written
How many
by Spike.
Have you taken to the head this week?
Chiwetel EGO4. Chiwetel? How do you pronounce that?
That sounds good.
No, yeah, I'd say Chiwetel EGO4.
yeah, I'm going to go with Alfonso with a Curaron.
Curaron.